Greetings again, fellow travelers through 1 Samuel. We are engaged in a daily Bible reading series called Samuel in September. We are reading through the book of 1 Samuel day by day, two episodes a day, straight through the book, completely in sequence, and we're glad that you're with us today. Amen. It's a labor of love day around the United States, and it gives us pause to think about how hard God works for us, because God's work is hard for any of us. We can't even do it. That's how hard it is. And it's always happening. God is always working for us. So on your Labor Day today, take a little time to think of the labor of love that God brings you every single day of your life. So let us begin. Today, September 7th, we have episodes 13 and 14. Can you believe we're already up to this? We are in chapter 7 of 1 Samuel, and you hardly even noticed. You would have thought, man, I'll never get to chapter 7 trying to read 1 Samuel by myself. But yet, here we are in chapter 7, and we have the candle already lit, the sandalwood and myrrh scent emanating into our senses. The monks right here with us. Amen. There they are. And the tea. Today we have a little bit of kava and a big bag of peace tea for my friend Janine. And as she knows, it works. It works. And it's good. So let's get started. Episode 13 is in chapter 7, and it goes from verse 3 to the end of the chapter, verse 17. Verse 3 through verse 17. Episode 13. Samuel leads Israel to victory. Can you believe we are already at this point? Remember when Samuel was a little baby? Remember when his mother weaned him and gave him to Eli? And here we are. We know from episode 12 that there's issues with the ark. And the men of Kiriath-Jearim came to get the ark. And they took it to Abinadab. And when they took it to Abinadab, they ordained Eleazar, his son, to be in charge of it. So the ark remained there for 20 years. But during that time, scripture says, all Israel mourned because it seemed that the Lord had abandoned them. You ever get that feeling? It seemed that the Lord had abandoned you. Well, that just doesn't happen. So let's move on and find out what does happen. Samuel leads Israel to victory, episode 13. Then Samuel said to all the people of Israel, if you are really serious about wanting to return to the Lord, get rid of your foreign gods and your images of Ashtoreth. Determine to obey only the Lord. Then he will rescue you from the Philistines. So the Israelites destroyed their images of Baal and Ashtoreth and worshipped only the Lord. Then Samuel told them, come to Mizpah, all of you. I will pray to the Lord for you. So they gathered there, and in a great ceremony, drew water from a well and poured it out before the Lord. They also went without food all day and confessed that they had sinned against the Lord. So it was at Mizpah that Samuel became Israel's judge. When the Philistine rulers heard that all Israel had gathered at Mizpah, they mobilized their army and advanced. The Israelites were badly frightened when they learned that the Philistines were approaching. plead with the Lord our God to save us from the Philistines, they begged Samuel. So Samuel took a young lamb and offered it to the Lord as a whole burnt offering. He pleaded with the Lord to help Israel. And the Lord answered. Just as Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines arrived for battle. But the Lord spoke with a mighty voice of thunder from heaven, and the Philistines were thrown into such confusion that the Israelites defeated them. The men of Israel chased them from Mizpah to Beth-kar, slaughtering them all along the way. Samuel then took a large stone and placed it between the towns of Mizpah and Jeshanah. He named it Ebenezer, the Stone of Help. For he said, up to this point, the Lord has helped us. So the Philistines were subdued and didn't invade Israel again for a long time. And throughout Samuel's lifetime, the Lord's powerful hand was raised against the Philistines. The Israelite towns near Ekron and Gath that the Philistines had captured were restored to Israel, along with the rest of the territory that the Philistines had taken. And there was also peace between Israel and the Amorites in those days. Samuel continued as Israel's judge for the rest of his life. Each year he traveled around, setting up his court first at Bethel, then at Gilgal, and then at Mizpah. He judged the people of Israel at each of these places. Then he would return to his home at Ramah, and he would hear cases there too. And Samuel built an altar to the Lord at Ramah. And thus concludes episode 13. And now let's move on to episode 14. Episode 14 runs from the first verse of chapter 8 through the 9th verse. It's chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. And chapter 14 is called Israel Requests a King. As Samuel grew old, he appointed his sons to be judges over Israel. Joel and Abijah, his oldest sons, held court in Beersheba. But they were not like their father, for they were greedy for money. They accepted bribes and perverted justice. Finally, the leaders of Israel met at Ramah to discuss the matter with Samuel. Look, they told him, you are now old, and your sons are not like you. Give us a king like all the other nations have. Samuel was very upset with their request and went to the Lord for advice. Do as they say, the Lord replied, for it is me they are rejecting, not you. They don't want me to be their king any longer. Ever since I brought them from Egypt, they have continually forsaken me and followed other gods. And now they are giving you the same treatment. Do as they ask, but solemnly warn them about how a king will treat them. And thus concludes episode 14. Kind of a tease there at the end, isn't it? And trust me, tomorrow we'll move on to episodes 15 and 16, which get even more interesting. But as for today, I hope you have time today to sit quietly and still and hear the voice of God. He might be saying something like, "It's time, my friend, to drop your other idols, those other things that you worship ahead of me. It's time to put those aside. It's time to come to the one true God and give that God all that you have. And let that God be the Lord of all of your life." Now that would be a great labor of love day. Amen. And until tomorrow, I hope you find peace and joy and love. I hope you fill your faith with the Spirit of God. And we'll talk tomorrow.